to Isaiah, and he began to say, this is that what Isaiah had prophesied it. That they had eyes and they seen not. They had ears and they heard not. They had hearts, but they did not understand.
Right.
Because what it is that if we don't prepare, take brother back there that he farms, he puts seed out. You know, if I wanted soybeans, I wouldn't plant corn. Do you hear me? If I wanted tomatoes, I wouldn't plant cucumbers. You know, isn't it something that Christ is the seed of the Word of God? Amen? So when Christ brings that Word, that seed, that Word is the seed, if we allow it to come into a true heart, a heart that will understand, amen? We think we can understand the things of God, but the things of God are not carnal, but spiritually. It takes the Spirit of God to plant the Word of God into your hearts. People can let it go in one ear and out the other. Do you hear that? It was like a man coming to church, and he would get up there and he'd sit primarily on that pew and he'd amen that pastor, that preacher, amen, brother, that's the Word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'd get all excited. And then after the message was done and the preacher would go back to the door or whatever, he'd come to the pastor, Pastor, I tell you what, that was a word from heaven. That was a word, I'm telling you, I ate on that word. Do you hear me? On and on and on. He said, I tell you what, you overdone yourself tonight or that day. He said, well, you know, I'm glad you like the Word. Oh, yes. Now, the Bible says we're begotten by the Word. We're kept by the Word. We're washed by the Word. We're sanctified by the Word. The Spirit and the Word will always bear together. There's no separation from the Spirit of God and the Word of God. The Spirit of God will bear witness to the Word of God. Amen? So if you have the Spirit of God in you, when that Word is preached, that Spirit, a true Spirit of God, will never reject the Word of God. It's impossible. That'd be like God rejecting His Son. It's impossible. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost will always draw you and take you deeper into the Word of the living God. Amen? That's why they went to that upper room. They went there. Even the Lord told him, go and tarry until you be endued with power from on high. Amen? Well, they tarried. They prayed. They tarried. They prayed. But one day that wind began to blow. Do you hear me? Church, we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And it's not somebody teaching you to speak in tongues. It's not somebody standing in front of you, jiggling your jaw, saying you've got the Holy Ghost. I can look over here and say, every one of you is born again, so I don't have to repent. I preach on repentance. God knows that heart. He knows what's in that heart. Do you hear that? I'm the Lord. I search the heart. I try the reins. Do you hear that? Oh God, what a message He's going to talk to me to. I'm not excluded from that Word. If God says in that Word, for God so loved the world, I believe it. Do you hear me? How do you know that? I know who's living on the inside now. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I can say to that woman sitting over there, I love her. Oh, I can say it too many, many times, but I can tell you she'll learn in no time if my heart is really in love with her. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I know that in school, a lot of times it was called St. Valentine's Day. Everybody's writing out them little things. Do you hear me? Hear me, hear me. And I'm telling you, they've been in a fight in the school ground a little while ago. Hear me what I'm saying. What I'm saying right now, this Word has to come into that heart. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, Lord. And I can tell you, if that Word's in there, the Spirit of God will check you with that Word. Do you? Come on now. It's the Word of God. Oh, I thank God. I can tell you, you know, I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, give me a word in due season. A word to that church. Do you hear me? Now, I can be in another church in another state, and it's still the Word of God, but it might be a different message. Do you hear me? me? But he never changes. Do you hear me? He won't change for the Baptist, the Methodist, the Presbyterian, the Pentecostal. Why? He's still the same yesterday. He's still the same today. And he's going to be the same forever and ever. I am the Lord God. I change not. I hear people saying, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I just so much. Oh, on and on and on. And I said, Lord, we say a lot, do you? You feel the Holy Ghost moving up on you. You're shouting. You're ready to worship Goliath. I'm ready to knock him down. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm ready to fight Goliath. But the next day you're walking around like he beat you up. Hear me what I'm saying. That's just the way it is. Well, I'm telling you, this book says we're more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us. I can tell you right now, God help me. That man laying out there, the angel woke him up. He said, the journey's long. He got up. He ate it. 40 days, brother. He went, brother, on that bread from heaven. I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now. Give me this day thy daily bread. Give me that break, all that bond, all that bondage that God, Lord God, help me. The devil comes to put on us. If we'll get in that word, he can destroy the yoke of the enemy. He can break the bondages of hell if we allow that word to penetrate into our heart. But what we do, we can have a haughty spirit. We can have a spirit of judgment. We can have an arrogant spirit, a spirit of hatred and unforgiveness. You'll go nowhere with God. I said you'll go nowhere with God. You'll come his way, or I can tell you, you'll go your way. But your way without him is destruction. Oh, do you hear that? Do you hear me? Order my steps in thy word, oh God. Oh God, help me here tonight. Help me, Lord God. I thought there we'll shout, oh Lord God, we say we love him so much. And the Lord has let me see thee. I said, Lord, let me see that church. Do you hear me? Let me see that church. Let God help me to be like Ezekiel. Take me over there. What do you see, son of man? I see dead bones, what I see. I want to see lively stones in the house of God. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Oh my God, we sat there, Lord God, like a stone. Well, that has the eyes and has a mouth, but oh, has hands, but it don't move. Do you hear me? Solomon brought them into the temple, but we are to be the children of God, to love the word of God. We should come to the house of God and say, I'm hungry, brother. Break the bread of life. I'm thirsty, brother. I want the rivers to flow. I want the move of God. Lord God, I gotta have more of you.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. I know when you marry somebody, that honeymoon's fine. But I can tell you, it should be an every day with the Lord. Do you hear me? Yeah. Every day with him. Lord, I couldn't go a day without him. Do you hear me? I said, I couldn't go a day without him. You know, if I went there and I see that farmer throwing them seeds out there, I'd say, Farmer, what are you sowing? I don't know, but I'm sowing something. Yeah, I know that too. It'll come up after a while. Come on now. But I can find out. You may find out, it's nothing but a crabgrass. Hear me what I'm saying? It's nothing. Come on now. God, I can tell you, that seed is alive. Do you hear me? Now listen what I'm going to say here. When that man and that wife comes together, God is putting that man the seed. Do you hear me? And when she conceives that seed, she becomes pregnant. Do you hear me? And I can tell you, she begins to change. Come on now, it's the truth. All of a sudden, her appetite's different. Her moods are, come on now, do you hear me? And next day, something's took place there. Amen? Amen to God. And I can tell you, next thing you know, you don't have to say nothing to her when her belly's sticking out there. Look like you're going to have a baby. Can't you see that? Can't you know that? Well, I can tell you, if we get pregnant on the Word of God, we can bring forth sons and daughters into the kingdom of God. Come on, church. I can tell you. Oh, come on. Don't get sanctified on me too quick now. I can tell you, Mary Mary was a virgin, is that right? Was not Mary a virgin? Come on now. And what was it when the angel came to her? What did he say? What did he say to her? She's a virgin. But God, wait, God help us here tonight, church. Let's get excited for the Word of God. We need revival. Revival. How does he do it? By the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Oh God, here it was. She said, how can this thing be seen? I know not a man. That's the problem. We can know everybody, but I want to know him in the power and the resurrection. And I want the Son. And my God, somebody, he planted his word in me. I'm pregnant with the Word of God.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God.
She said, how can this be? I know no man. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. We need to know him.
Come on.
We need to know him in the power of him, the resurrection. Yeah. We need, come on, church. It's the truth. It is the truth. God, it's the truth. Oh my God. I thought there. Isaiah prophesied it. Jesus comes along. And he begins to say, they have eyes, they see not. They have ears, they hear not. They wasn't blinded. They wasn't deaf. Spiritually, they were. Spiritually, they were. Isn't this something when the Lord said, the blind will
see
the blind? God help me. I said, I can tell you, I know that I know tonight standing here, the Lord is my witness. He did not come here to hang on that cross and die, bleed, and rise again to make up all these religions.
Right.
Don't shout me down now. Well, the Baptist, the Methodist, Presbyterian, the Jehovah's Witness, the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, on and on and on. Do you hear me? They go to church about every Sunday. They sing in the choir. They got their Bibles. But see, they believe they're the way. That church believes they're right. That church believes they're right. But I've read in this book, God said, let all man be liars, but God be truth. We got every kind of Bible in the church house today, but I'm telling you, I'm going to stick with the pure Word of God, the King James Bible. I don't want nothing. Come on now. I want the purity. We want pure water, pure soap, pure food. I want the pure Word of the living God. If I got the pure Word, I can have a pure heart to see God. My God, somebody. Jesus is about ready to split that sky. Some don't believe it. Well, that's what you believe. But I'm telling you, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Amen. Come on.
Well, I don't believe it your way. Well, I want to be sure I believe it his way.
Yes.
I believe in searching the scriptures.
Yeah.
Christ looked at him. He looked at him. He said these words, search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. No, I was a sinner. I was a sinner. Come on now, shout with me if you want to. If you're still a sinner, you need to come up here and repent and get born again. That's what you need. And the world out there, that's what you need. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? God help us, church. Oh, Lord God. You know, I don't come to church to act religious.
Come on.
I should be the same thing in that world as I am in that pulpit.
Right, amen.
Come on. Amen. Come on. How true it is. I thought there. He said, oh. He said, the sower went out to sow his seed. Some fell by the wayside. Some up on stony ground. Among thorns. And then he turns around and he says these words. He says these words. Concerning the cares of this life. It will come upon you unaware. And it will choke the real life of the Word of God out of you. Everybody. You can invite people to church. Well, I got this to do. I got that to do. You know, I would pray for me. I got a headache. Well, I just saw you a little while ago at Walmart. God went on the way home. Come on now. On and on. Those little foxes. Come on now. How would you like to have a pastor of that? And then I'm supposed to be preaching revival, and I call up the pastor and say, "Well, I got a headache. I'm not. Just pray for me. I won't make it tonight." Next night, I got a bellyache. I ate too many dill pickles or something. Hear me what I'm saying? God, help me. Help me, Lord. I said, "Lord God, help me. I'm laying there with six broken ribs in such pain and agony. Lord, been taken to the trauma center and on and on and on. And here's a revival coming up." And I said, I need to go to that revival." She said, "How can you?" When I couldn't hardly breathe. I said, "Lord, I want to be there. My heart wanted to be there." Where is your heart? Where is your heart? I hope your heart is in the treasures of the Word of God. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm Baptist. Well, somebody ought to baptize you again in that way. Hear me what I'm saying. I'm Luther. Come on now. Didn't Paul say there are Paul? Some of who's Paul? Who's Apollos? Come on now. I can tell you, I want to belong to the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And with my God Almighty, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord, help me, Lord. And talking. Been in churches, preaching. And you think, "Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to only say what you want said."
Amen.
And I said, everybody's saved, huh? Look at everybody in there filled with the Holy Ghost. Is that right? I don't know. And I said, "Lord, see, when you pray and you seek God long enough for an answer, you'll get it."
All right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, when you seek Him with all of your heart. "Well, I'm seeking Him for what I want." No, you need to seek Him for who He is. That's what you need to seek. And I'm saying, "Lord, show me." You said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Isn't it something? There can be a great move of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear that? In the book of Acts. There's a move of God. People are being saved. People are being delivered.
Yeah.
And there was an Ananias and a Sapphira. I can't believe God would do that. Well, the problem is you're not reading this book. Who do you think brought them out of the bondage of Egypt? It was God. Guess who opened the earth up and swallowed thousands of them?
Come on, God.
All right.
Come on
now.
Amen.
Who do you think that fed them manna, God, quail,
God, yeah,
water?
Come on.
But when they begin to murmur, they begin to complain, they begin to, "Well, he can do this, but he can't do..." What did God, as they were eating it, it came out their nostrils.
Yeah, come on.
Do you hear that? Always wanting. And the wanting was more to go back to Egypt. That whole generation that saw the miracles, the power of Almighty God, never got into that promised land.
Right.
A whole nother generation. Amen? Amen to God.
Come on.
Because they disobey God. I thought, "Lord, here it is." I said, now listen to me. We claim to be filled with the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. Does the Holy Ghost lead you into all truth?
Yes.
Don't He bear witness to the truth? Don't He show you things to come?
Amen.
He doesn't speak of Himself, but He glorifies me.
Amen.
Speaking of Christ, amen. And I said this right in the church. How many from last Sunday, listen to me carefully, We'll talk about the cures of life from last Sunday to this Sunday, or make it Saturday. All right? Listen to me carefully. From when you left out of that church, either Sunday morning or Sunday night if you were there, from that time up till Saturday, how much was you led by the Spirit of God? How much was you led by the Holy Ghost? Come on. Come on now. How much were you? Then here, examine yourselves and see where you stand with God. I'd rather Him judge me here than in the day of judgment.
Amen. Amen.
How many of you? Now, listen to me. The cures of, I read to you about the, it chokes out life. Do you hear that? It chokes out the truth. The cares of this life. Set not your affections on things below, but set your affections on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God Almighty. Amen. Let your request be made known. Amen. Listen to me carefully. Here is what the Lord's revealed to me. And I say it to the church. From when you left, if you were there last Sunday, up to before you came to church Sunday, or Sunday, just how much were you truly led by the Spirit of God? Where did He lead you all those days, all that week? How much can you say, the Holy Ghost led me here, the Holy Ghost led me there, the Holy Ghost led me there? I want my steps ordered by the Lord. I said to the Lord, if you want me to go to Africa for one soul, I'll do it. Do you hear that? How much? Now listen to what I'm going to say. Take it to heart. All this whole week past, how much did you get into the Word of God? It's quiet, isn't it?
Preach it, brother.
Where does He lead you? Where does the Holy Ghost lead you? To the Word of God. Where else does He lead you? How much time to that Facebook, to the world? How much time have you spent in prayer with Him?
Come on.
And you claim you're hungry. Jesus' life was spent with the Father. When they would look up, where did He go? They would find Him into the wilderness. They would find Him praying. They would find Him seeking the Father. All He ever done was He was about the Father's business. He came not to do His will. How many of us all week long, how much time did you pick this Bible up? Hear what I said. Where does the Holy Ghost lead you to? The Word of God.
Bless Him, Lord.
You put this away and you will die spiritually.
Yes.
And when the devil comes, oh, the devil, no. What did the Lord use to fight the... My Lord, God's talking to me and you both.
Come on.
When the devil came, Jesus didn't have to say, you know who I am. The devil knew who He was. And why? He afterwards hungered and thirsted. And the devil did. Don't you think the devil don't put things out there to draw you away from the Word of God? To draw you away from that altar. If this altar means nothing, you better have an altar there. If that altar at home, you'll have an altar. But I can tell you as an evangelist, altars are just about empty. Do you hear me? They're just about, and the reason why, we're eating on the world and we're not faithful. God help me. Listen to what I'm going to say. There are two tables. Two tables in God's eyes. There's the table of the devil and there's the table of the Lord. But you can't eat from both. My Lord and my God. There's two cups. There's one cup of the devil and one cup of the Lord. What cup are you drinking out? Oh, Lord God, fill my cup and let it run over, Lord. I hold my cup unto the Lord. I open my mouth. Feed me, Lord, as a baby bird waiting on mama to bring that food.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm just not here. Well, I talked about tears. Did I read to you about tears tonight? What did he say? The tears of this life will come as a snare upon all the world. And that, those tears, it's like planting a beautiful seed and you watch it grow. But if you don't take care of it, that world out there will choke it out. That, come on. The tares. Come on now. Did I not sow good seed? Then where did the tares come from? The devil. Why, they slept and slumbered. The devil came immediately.
Come on. Bless you.
And he sowed the tares right into the church.
Yeah.
Shout with me now. Shout with me now. As much as you want a garden, you got to take care of it if you want the fruit from it. Come on. I can tell you, God said for you and me to bring forth much fruit that he be glorified.
Amen. Come on.
It's the word of God. That is the word of God.
Amen.
Remember I said about the cares of this life? It would come in unaware. Unaware. When's the last time the thief called you up and said, I'll be over at 2:00, just leave the key at the door?
All right, come on. Bless him, Lord.
It's almost like the Lord is saying it that simple. If you don't go by the word of God, it's no more different than telling the devil the combination to your lock.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. He said, you have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear, because it's all caught up into the world. The devil came to him and said, yea, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Jesus came back. Man shall not live by what? But what?
Every word
that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm too busy. I got this to do. I've got that to do. Church, he better be on the first.
Come on. Blessing
of your agenda. How many of us could be here tonight, but they had an excuse not to come?
All right.
And a lot of them, how many can we believe God accepted? How many excuses that we make, and there can be a reason, I understand that, but how many excuses that we make that God accepts it? You better check that out. He said, he that loveth father, mother, children, lands, for my, oh, come on. He's unworthy to be my disciple.
All right, come on.
He said, except you forsake all, you cannot. Not that you forsake your wife, forsake, no. Don't take it that way. But what he said, let nothing come in between you and him.
All right, come
but
on.
Him.
Amen.
God, do you hear
Amen.
That?
Bless
do
him.
You hear that? I have to love him. But now, thank you, Lord. You just correct me on that. I must love him. Because he won't force his love on you. He won't make you love nothing
right.
If you don't want to love it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for correcting me.
Yeah,
I started
on.
Saying it, but check me. I love her. Wouldn't take $1 million for her. Come on now. It's the truth. Kenny, do you love Sister Nancy?
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you give her anything? She's probably if she's got your heart, but God better have it more than Nancy.
All right.
Come on. But when that woman, how many knows here that we are the bride of Christ?
Amen.
Do you think he wants his bride out there flirting with that world?
Come on.
Would you want Nancy out there flirting with other guys?
Yeah.
Boy, you could be angry and say, I've got an excuse to be angry about it. Come on now, come on. Come on, come. Shout with you. You know why? It hurts.
Right.
You feel rejected. He came unto his own. He was rejected.
Yes.
He was the most rejected man ever walked the earth. Come on now.
Man.
Come on. I feel the, come on now. He's still crying now. He's still pleading to the church. He's still pleading, come unto me. Come unto me, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Yeah.
Amen. Great God of heaven.
Amen.
Well, I got to milk the cow. I got to feed the chickens. Well, bless your, well, help me, Lord. Brother, I can tell you right now, that well can go dry. I can tell you that well can, I got this to do. Well, I prayed for my wife. She didn't feel like coming tonight. No, she was all right. She just didn't want to come. Listen to me carefully. The backslider in heart, is filled with his own ways. When the pastor, when the church has to beg you to come to church, you're in trouble.
Amen.
Come on. Lord, is it church time already? Lord, going to preach an hour. How long have you been on that television today?
Come on.
How long have you been in this book today?
Come on.
How long have you been on that cell phone today? Or how long have you been in that closet on your knees talking to God?
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
God gave me this message. No, we can get caught up on the cares of this life, and it will choke the word out of you and me.
Right.
It comes as a snare. The devil never knocked on my door and said, I'm the devil.
Come on.
But he's knocked on my door.
Come on.
You kind of talk like a Christian.
Yeah.
Church, you can't out. You cannot defeat the devil without Christ.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. I tell you, I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I was a fanatic. You know when a person gets addicted on drugs? Now listen to what I'm going to say. Listen to me carefully what I'm going to say. I'm not here to run nobody down, to condemn nobody. He that believeth not is already condemned.
All right.
Amen? When I had those fractured ribs, I was taken from one hospital to another, to a trauma unit, they waiting on me. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was dying. I thought I was going to heaven a couple times. I never felt something like I had. When I got to that trauma unit, they were waiting on me. They don't ask you to take your shoes off or your clothes. They cut them off.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm telling you, I said, oh Lord, I mean, there's women and men both there. It's covering me up a little bit anyway. Hear me what I'm saying. I don't want that flesh to be showing. Amen?
Come on.
The problem is we better not cover that flesh up. We better confess it and forsake it and get away from it. Come on now. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. I said, Lord, I'm there. Checking me out. Lord, they're going, oh, put me through a tube, whatever. I think there's two of them. One in one and then another one. Funny. One hospital claimed only a couple of the others. The trauma unit, I believe, said there was six. Well, who's right? I hope there was none. But my body was saying I was in excruciating pain. Next thing you know, I got a hole in the lining of my lung. Where I knew what was coming next. for wanting to put a chest tube in me. And I've seen that. That's a bad situation. And I said, oh Lord, you're going to cut a hole and stick a tube in me. Took me to the trauma unit floor. I guess it was what it was. I can't lay down. I can't lay down. It's beyond words. And all I can tell you, I did a lot of praying. Well, there's going to be a lot of people going to church when they wind up in hell. They're going to do a lot more praying than they ever did when they were on the earth.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
I could take God help me. Some people say, well, you know, maybe it would be. But when that rich man died, he lifted his eyes up in hell.
Right.
That ain't a storybook, church.
No. Come on.
Come on now. That's not a storybook. That's the Word of God. And in hell, he pleaded for a drop of water. That is one thing. But there's something that he wanted more after that. He couldn't get that. He said, I've got 5 brothers.
Come on.
If we don't know one another, we got a problem. We ought to know them that labor among us.
Yeah.
You're either a friend of God or you're an enemy of God.
Amen.
God is wanting no enemies come up here and sing Amazing Grace.
Come on. Amen.
Because you don't know what it is.
Right.
Come on. Are you having you've backslid? Come on now. Boy, it's quiet in here. If you don't believe in backsliding, you'll believe in a lie.
Right.
Brother, you better look in that book.
What?
You believe once saved, always saved, and you better stay saved.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't ever start sinning and using excuses to do it. It's like a man. Pastor the church got together. They're going to put shingles on. It's supposed to be true, I understand. They're supposed to put shingles on the church roof and everybody got together. Oh, I guess the deacons and the elders and they got that shingles up on that roof. You know what that means. And while they were up there working, they're all talking, everything, working, all that. Pastor's up there. Everybody's up there working. And all of a sudden, one of them let out a cuss word. He couldn't hide it up there. Have you ever heard that? Your sins will be shattered on the rooftop. Huh? Come on now. What you do in secret, in darkness, will what? Be shouted? Come on. Be sure your sins will find you out. Amen. Well, what happened was, he let out a cuss word. What happened? He must have missed a nail and hit his finger. Come on now. He said, oh, look. He couldn't hide it. He couldn't hide that cuss word. It just came out. You know why? He said to the pastor, Pastor, couldn't hide it. He said, I don't know why I said that. That old preacher said, I do. He said, why? He said, it was in you.
All right, come on.
Come on. Amen. If you eat something that's bad, and I stick around with you long enough, I'll see what's coming out of you. Amen. You ever ate something and got sick? Have you ever ate something and got sick, started spewing it out, vomiting it? Well, did not the Lord say lukewarm?
Come on.
What would he say? What did he say he would do?
Come out.
He said, I'll spew you out. Come on. You ever notice, you know, if I drink warm water, I don't drink it. But if I get good cold water, I can drink more of it. Oh, he said, son, if you thirst for me, I'll give you the living water. If you hunger for me, I'll give you that true bread. I'll give you that bread, Lord, that will keep you going right on and on and on and on. And he said, I am that bread of life. If any man eateth that bread, he shall never die. But how much are you eating of it? Hear me what I'm saying. Filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire for God, then check it out. How much have you spent in this Word all week? Well, brother, I just been so busy. I had this to do. I had that to do. Well, apparently they were more important than women. Well, brother, you got to work out. I understand that. I understand. But you better work out your salvation with fear and trembling also.
Amen.
Amen. I could tell you, you can look out over that land out there. I'm telling you, sometimes men say, why do we even plant the garden? Because I like tomatoes. I like green peppers. I like green beans. Don't you? I'd rather eat them out of the garden than that can. I can tell you that right now. Yeah. Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah.
I like cucumber. I like real cucumber. I put salt and make them. I could eat them things. I could eat them. Oh, I can eat. Oh, I like onion sets. Oh, I like the pour them and pour them and just start eating them. I'm getting hungry now. Soup beans to go along with it. Hear me what I'm saying. I like home gardens.
Yes.
They beat any of that canned stuff that I know of.
Amen.
Amen. But we're gone so much. We're gone so much. And when we come back, where's the garden? See, that's what I told you. What we can't really put it out. We come back and, well, get me a hole. Sometimes when you start trying to cut the weeds out, sometimes you can't find what you planted because of the weeds. And you know what? Dear Lord, I just cut down one of my beautiful. Ain't no use now, planting. Season's done past. Come on. But I still plant. Because I want to get something out. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. When he's the center, we're rooted and we're grounded, we're planted in Christ. Oh, and sometimes he'll have to dig around the roots. Sometimes he's got to do some pruning. Prune me, Lord. Those branches that's producing nothing, cut them off. That is the Lord saying, son, there's things I got to cut out of your life. There's some things I got to dig around your roots. Come on now. Come on. Come on. And how? Lord, don't let a day go by in your life without opening this book up and reading it. Don't ever crawl into that bed until you've talked to God, because you may not see
Amen.
The sun in the morning.
Amen.
So we claim to be Christians. When you say you're a Christian, you better hear what you're saying to me and to the congregation and to that world. Where you work at, where you go, you are saying, I'm like Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Oh, Lord, I was glad when they said unto me, let me come to church Sunday morning. The rest of the week is my own here, it's my own life. I can tell you, I guarantee you by the word of God, if you put him first, and what did he say in this book? He didn't say seek this on your good times. He didn't say seek this when you want it. No, sorry, at your pleasure when you can. No, he didn't say seek it second. Over house, home, land, no. He said, but seek ye first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's the word of God. My wife, she loves them boys. She loves those boys. And I can tell you, our son, our twin son, he went to be with the Lord. It was part of me being torn.
Yeah.
When I see his picture, tears. There's times I have to go and just pray, God help me with this. Because the enemy fights. Do you know this? The devil won't tell you he has but a short time. He'll tell you, you've got plenty of time.
Right.
And the world believes it. The world believes it. You've got plenty of time. God understands. God knows. God knows nobody's perfect. Is that right? I've read in this book, Be Ye Holy. You can't do it without Him. The Bible says, cast, there you go, Brother Kenny, all your cares. I can tell you, all of a sudden, something goes wrong with that heart. You don't say, you cry out, oh God, I don't want to die. You ain't worried about what's in that garden. You ain't worried about how much is in that refrigerator. When you're about ready to meet God, then you start really trying to make it right. You better know Him, because the heartbeat and the breath away from eternity. You know, the harvest is great, but the labors are few. Well, I got to do this, Yes, but don't use those things as an excuse. God won't come in second. If you love that son more, you're in trouble with God. I didn't say not to love Him, because the devil comes along and likes to throw the tares into the message. Something is said, it offends you. So right there, all of it stops. What God is trying, he that have an ear, let him hear. He that have what? Eyes, let him see. But the hardness of that heart. Many, when he told them, whosoever cometh after me, take up his cross and follow me. He that seeks to save his life shall lose it, but he that loses his life for my sake and the gospel shall find it. There were 70 of them, 70 of them been out there working in the harvest. And when they came to Jesus, they were rejoicing. The devils are subject to you. The devils. He said, don't bother about that. Listen to what he says. He began to talk to them about loving, following him. 70 of them turned and walked away from him. And the disciples said, Lord, you offended them. Does this gospel offend you? He is the gospel. He's the everlasting appeal. Does this gospel, see, as long as that message just makes you feel good. But God don't always give you a feel-good message.
Right.
He loves you enough to tell you exactly who you are. I ain't going back there. I want to go where God wants me to go. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ. They said, Lord, you offend. He said, let them go. He didn't go running after them. Because he does not change his word to bring anybody to him. From Genesis to Revelation. Well, the Old Testament. Wasn't it so wonderful how much you liked these Psalms? That's the Old Testament. How much you like Proverbs? That's the Old Testament. He didn't do away with it. He came to fulfill it. If he was, we might as well just take that book out. Those books. No. It's the Word of God. But Christ is our schoolmaster. And I can tell you, He does give us grades.
Yes.
one of that wonderful mom says to her children, "Honey, every A you get, I'll give you $5. Every B you get, I'll give you $2. Every F you get, I'm going to be mad." It takes a dollar away.
Yeah, come on.
Next thing you know, three A's, $15, four, five, oh man, $30-some dollars. But every F is going to take away five of those.
Right.
When it's all summed up and here, zero. Why? Look how many F's you got. How many? I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to go so far and lay my cross down.
Mom.
We must hear him say, "Thou good and faithful servant." Isn't it something, if the husband quits going to church, the wife quits going? If the husband or vice versa, I'm not here trying to serve man to get to heaven. I'm here to serve God to get to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Church, now I want you to hear. All week long, if you took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, how much time have you spent in prayer? How much time have you spent in the Word of Life? In the Amen. See, this is His book. This is His Word. Well, I've been too busy. You think He's going to accept that? No. Because if He accepts your excuse, He might as well accept that one's excuse. That one's excuse. He said, "We are without excuse." It's like going to school. You go to school, "Johnny, you're late." "Yeah, I know. My mom didn't get me up." Always blame it on somebody else. No, I can't blame it on Nancy. I can't blame it on brother. I can't blame it on you. And don't try blaming the devil.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Yes, there can be a reason. So don't misjudge me there. There can be a situation. I understand that. If you got an ox in a ditch, you pull him out. You don't leave him there. But try to keep him out of that ditch. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
I know people, they'll spend more time with their kitty cat. I'm serious. They will spend more time with talking to that cat than they do God. Or their dog. My wife talks to them sons of mine, but I want to make sure she talks to me. But I want that she talks to God, Lord, and I won't get jealous of your life. Not of your life. I mean, we got grandma. They spend more time with their grandchildren. I'm serious. They spend more time with things that does not take them to heaven. He said, "Well, brother, I just don't like that preaching." Well, you better repent and get to that preaching of the Word of God.
Right.
He that's been often reproves hardens his neck. He hardens that heart. And I can tell you right now, now believe me, I don't get down and pray and try to talk to have our son talk to me. No, I don't do that. You don't traffic with those. No siree. You don't traffic with the dead either.
Right.
Saul found that out a bad way. Look at this book. Read it. Do you know this book is an example to all of us?
Yeah.
David was a man after the heart of God. He loved God, didn't he? He loved God, didn't he? I'm about ready to close on this message, I believe. David loved God. And the very man trying to kill him he wouldn't touch it because he had been anointed of God. God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You better be careful who you're talking about. Because it could be you're talking about God. Amen. David, just a young lad, he goes out and fights that enemy. We need to know who our enemy is. Do you hear that? We need to know who our enemy is. Because when the devil comes, he comes as an angel of light. And he will quote scripture to you. But if you have other, you know how to take that other scripture back to him. Amen? 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 Let me see. Anything that you are more excited about, you're more involved about, then you are the Lord. You better check your life with God. Amen?
Bless him, Lord.
I'm serious. David, one day, he wasn't out in the battle. He walked out on that balcony. He looked off that balcony. It don't say how many times, but I know he looked over it. And what he saw was a woman bathing. And what happened? It don't say how many times he looked, how many, but the eye affects the heart.
Amen.
What you look at, what attracts you, you better make sure it's not always gold or silver. But what your affection should always be on things above. Amen? Set your affections, your cares on things above. And I can tell you, life down here will go a whole lot better.
Amen?
Amen? We are an example. Ye are the light of this world. We're the children of light. Don't put it under the bed. Don't put it under the basket. Set it up so when others come in, they can see. For me and my house, we're serving the Lord. Amen? I'm going to make an altar call. Sister Nancy, would you come? Would you come, Sister Nancy? Do you know, if we will stay small in our eyes, then he'll be big in our hearts. See, when David, Samuel child, Moses, who am I, Lord? When you stay, Lord, I'm nothing without you, but through you, I'm more than a conqueror. Feel led of the Lord.